Time for Morning Conversation, and we bring in Andy Bruggeman. Andy is the first vice president for the Hancock County District Fair Board. Andy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Oh, very well, very well. Kind of cooler, a little bit humid this morning, just cool out, nice temperature, but I think she's going to warm up.
No, opening day was essentially yesterday. What were your impressions of how things went?
Actually, everything was pretty smooth. I mean, everything really was. Everything just from the parade to the kids' rodeo, well, to the grand opening and to the kids' rodeo to the races, everything went very smooth. We had a lot of people out here. I mean, it was a good crowd.
And, Andy, you got things like the 4-H FFA swine weigh-in going on now that goes until noon, and the 4-H FFA horse and pony check-in for county and district exhibitors. And then at 10, you got the 4-H FFA poultry show, among other things.
Absolutely. We do a vet check-in. All the animals have to go through vet check-in before they can enter the fairgrounds, and we've got a pretty good line, and we've got a whole bunch of exhibitors bringing their critters to the fair.
Open textile art and crafts judging in the open building at 1. And then, I don't know what it is. I don't remember this when I was a kid, Andy, but the craze right now is bubbles and the amazing bubble factory at 5:30.
Absolutely. We brought them in for kind of a little exhibition last year. They were here, and it just turned out amazing. And it is pretty amazing to see the bubbles, and the kids just absolutely love it.
For sure, they definitely do. Canna Southern Midways is with you this year.
Yep. They're out of down south. A new carnival that we got coming in, and everything's set up, and they were running last night, and they'll be running again today.
And then this evening at 5 is the Fair Princess, followed by the Fair Queen contest at 5:30. 5:30 is the Farm Bureau members' picnic in the tent by the Ag Museum. It's open to the public. And then tonight, you've got the big National Outlaw Tractor and Truck Pull and the grandstand. Tell me about that.
Yep, exactly. We actually went out this year or last year, and we built a designated tractor pull track and 5 different classes coming in and a big screen, LED screen that people can look at the poles. And it's just they put on a heck of a show.
All right, that's $15 for adults, kids 5 to 12, $5, and 4 and under free. And Andy, of course, if people want tickets to any of your grandstand events, it's convenient because it's all online.
Yep, it's online, and you can also buy tickets right at the gate, too. So if you don't want to, if you can't figure out, it's pretty simple on our website, Hancock County District Fair. You go on there and click on District Fair, and then down at the tickets are all there for the grandstand events. Along with our fair, I mean, our fair is a free fair. I mean, you can come to the fair, parking is free, admission is free, you can walk around. We've got plenty of food vendors, and then you just have to either buy your tickets at the gate or buy a ticket packet from one of us fair board members, and you can go into the grandstands.
Talk to me, Andy, about the importance of volunteers at the district fair.
Volunteers, this fair would, I mean, between the fair board members and the wives and their siblings and the volunteers, if it wasn't for all of that help, it'd be darn hard to put on a fair. I mean, you got to have volunteers. There's a lot of behind the scenes things that go on that kind of the board members take care of, and then the volunteers step up and they help us.
Andy, how long you been on the board?
This will be my 10th year.
Well, congratulations. It's a good long run, and you've seen a lot of different people come through and vast improvements, and just keep on going, and we appreciate you doing what you do.
Yeah, we appreciate it, too, for everything you guys do for us, too. It's kind of funny throughout the years of my dad was back on the fair board back in the, like, 80s, and I just kind of have grown up with it. And it's just fun to watch the kids grow from little to adults. It's amazing.
Generational, for sure.
Absolutely.
Andy, thank you for your time. We know you're a busy guy. We appreciate it, and we'll see you out there.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right, that's Andy Bruggeman. Andy is the first vice president of the Hancock County Fair Board. Fair going on through Sunday, 1 mile southeast of Britt.